G'day, this is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap, representing Financial Services Online, your go-to for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. In fresh news today, a public justification has been made by the Reserve Bank of Australia's Deputy Governor, Andrew Houser. His focus, explaining the controversial rate cut from 4.35% to 4.1% in February this year. Now, this decision wasn't without whispers of worry about persistent inflation. Speaking at a business summit in Sydney, Houser stated the move was more about risk management. Sure, there are forecasts predicting inflation over the 2.5% target, but the RBA has not dismissed these and remains vigilant. Looking to balance stimulating growth and controlling inflation, all while accommodating uncertainty. Their course of action? A focus on data-driven strategies, keeping a close eye on economic indicators and worldwide trends to adapt future monetary policy. Now, let's shift gears and talk superannuation. UniSuper, our country's fourth largest super fund, is breaking new ground with its digital advice platform. This project emerged from a fruitful partnership with Ignition Advice. The aim? To hit that missing middle among UniSuper's members by offering scalable and personalized financial guidance on super, insurance, and retirement. Ease of access is key here. The platform can be reached through the member online portal or the UniSuper mobile app. To begin, it will provide investment advice, planning to expand into contribution and pension advice down the line. Plus, it allows for direct execution of advice and optional consultations with UniSuper advisors. A broader industry shift, wouldn't you say? And the insurance sector is stepping up to challenge opposition leader Peter Dutton's proposed strategy to split major insurance firms in an effort to lower premiums. Key industry figures argue that premiums aren't just about the number of insurers, but stem from lack of disaster preparedness, among other factors. This comes amidst calls from several quarters to address taxes, disaster readiness, not just divestment. This could lead to more sustainable premium reductions in the long term. Finally, platform providers are increasingly noticing high net worth client demand for alternative assets. Investments Trends current report indicates firms like NetWealth and BT Panorama are partnering with sector experts to provide wider private market options, educational resources, and more comprehensive alternative asset insights. This is all in the name of better serving diverse client needs and remaining competitive. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off from your daily financial services news wrap. For more on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay informed, stay savvy. Till next time.